All right, time for our midday market recap. We'll go over the trades from today. I've got to get my calendar out. So today is the, I think it's 135th trading day of the year. Let's see, here's my calendar. Yeah, 135th. I missed the day on Friday. I was flying to San Francisco, and I'm going to be here for a couple weeks. So let's see. On Friday, I missed a couple trades. I missed a good opportunity on TEAR, TEAR, which would have been nice, but just obviously out of the office, so what can you do? Also missed DRYS, that squeeze up from whatever it was, 220 up to 380, and then back down. So I knew that there was some momentum in the market, which is fantastic. Wasn't able to capitalize on it, but excuse me, but I always love to see that we have those opportunities. So I figured here on Monday we would see some continuation on those names. So DRYS and TEAR were both on my watch this morning for continuation. And then fresh momentum stocks today, we had GNCA. So that was really the only one. So today we didn't have a very very impressive watch list. And this is going to be my second red day of the month, which is a little disappointing, but keeping stops tight, which is important. So you can see here my P&L for the day. So in total, I took four trades today, and I was red on three out of the four. So basically, today was just a day where I wasn't seeing really good follow-through. I had one decent trade on TEAR, a continuation trade, made $555 on it. And this would have been a great day if I had just left DRYS alone, basically. I should have left it alone because I was in the green today, and then I took a couple trades on that, and that's what dropped me down into the red. So let's see. First trade of the day was on GNCA. Now, this one was not a very easy stock to trade. I jumped in it at, let's see, it was on the first 1 minute candle, basically right as the market opened, we started to pop up. I jumped in at 65, 565. We pop up to a high of 569. I wanted it to break over 575, which was this pre-market pivot that I was kind of had my eye on. I thought if it could break over 575, then we would have a good chance of it moving back up to pre-market highs, which was 599. There, for those of you on Facebook, you can see my P&L today. Also, those of you on Facebook, you can make sure you leave comments. I'll come back through later in the day and respond to them. So you can see the P&L there. GNCA got in with 5,000 shares at 64, pops up to 69, starts to turn around. I stopped out at 63. I lost $54, which was not bad. Kept that loss really tight, which is good because it ended up dropping all the way down to 36. If I'd held through that whole drop, I would have lost like $1,200. So stopped out of that quickly, which was the right move. And immediately, whenever my first trade of the day is red or is kind of a false breakout, it makes me a little cautious because I'm like, okay, this, you know, usually I expect to have my first trade be a green trade, not a red trade, and not a break-even trade. So right away, I was a little cautious. Next trade was on TEAR. And this one starts to pop up here right out of the gates, as you can see. Squeezed up to a high of 315. It pulled back for a second. As it pulled back and then started to curl back up, I got in 5,000 shares at 307. It pops up to a high of 322. I sold as it came back down and averaged about 10 cents a profit, so $555. So at that point, I was up like $500 on the day. And I was like, all right, not bad. So decent trade there, continuation setup, hit the scanners, started to pop up, just jumped in on the first pullback thinking we would get a little squeeze, which we did. Third trade, so that was my one winner today. Third trade was ELTK. And this one is sort of embarrassing because I got in this at 3, sorry, at 117. So it starts to hit the high day scanner. It's squeezing up, squeezing through 70, 80, 90, a dollar, pulling back here, 1 minute micro pullback. So this is where I got in, right at the 1 minute micro pullback. First candle to make a new high was was 115 or 116. I got filled at 118. It pops up to a high of 124. And then you can see on this candle, the high was 124 and the close was 118. So it popped up and then it started to come back down. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just get out of this. I'm not really feeling it. I'm not sure about it. I tried to bail out and I ended up getting filled at like 115 and I was instantly down $70 on it. And I was surprised because I thought the bid was 120. I thought I would just grab a small profit on it, 2 cents, and maybe reposition for the next trade. It obviously stopped me out, or I got filled on market order kind of on the low side. Bad luck. It happens. Luck of the draw. And it pops back up and I'm like, okay, it's at 24. I'm going to try to sell in the ask. And my orders kept getting rejected. I was holding 1,250 shares and my orders were getting rejected. And I was like, okay, am I going to have to call my broker? What's going on? Why is my order not going through? And I just changed the route. The order ended up executing and filling at 218 or 118 break even. So ended up losing $50 on it. And then it finally broke over 124, 125. It squeezes up to 130, 132, and then it gets halted on circuit breaker. Reopens and squeezes up to 145. So from an entry at 118, it went up to 145. I just somehow managed to totally screw up that trade. So that is, again, the luck of the draw. It happens sometimes. And so that's fine. Not a big deal. Small loss in any case. So next trade was ELTK, or sorry, was DRYS. So DRYS, this one, like I said, should have just left it alone. First trade on it. Actually, I traded this 3 times, and I did have one winner, so I had 2 winners today. First trade was an entry right here at 68. All right, so I got in at 68. It pops up to a high of 82. Pulls back. I end up stopping out at 71 for $90 profit, a very small profit on that. And then it surges back up and I was like, okay, this thing's showing a lot of strength. I jumped in at 95, which was obviously, you can see on this 1 minute, very extended. It wasn't a very good setup. I was looking for the break of the whole dollar. So I was getting in because we were at the whole dollar and I thought we would pop over 95, over $3, 305, 310, and we would squeeze up a little bit. Pre-market high was $3. What ended up happening is we double topped at that level and we pulled back down. So as it came back down, I stopped out at 75. I had to. 20 cents stop, 5,000 shares, $1,000. So disappointing for sure because I got in this too high. I had a good entry and then I sold it. I got back in at the wrong place. So kind of, I was being a little aggressive on another stock. That entry at 95 might have worked and I might have been able to sell at 305, 310, 315 as shorts start to cover over the whole dollar, which is what I thought would happen. But on that one, I was wrong. So then I'm like, okay, I'll wait for 5 minute setup. It's pulling back. So now first 5 minute candle to make a new high is my entry. That's the spot I'm watching. And you can see, let's see, where was it? Oh, it was right here at 68. This was like a definite false breakout. I got in here at 268, anticipating on this red candle that it would break over the high here of 273, and we would have the first 5 minute candle making a new high, and we would get a move probably up into the 80s, maybe the 90s. I wasn't sure we would go all the way back to the highs, but that we would pop up. So I got in here at 68, it pops up to 73, it looks good, and then it drops here really quickly down to 51. So as it came back down, I stopped out and I lost another $700. So that's the point where I was like, okay, throwing the towel, down a little over $1,000 on the day. That's my max loss and I'm done. So 135th trading day of the year, down $1,286. I was up about 500 at my high today and then obviously gave back some profit. So, you know, a little bit disappointing, but at the same time, it's only my second red day of the month, number one. And number two, for the most part, I kept the stops pretty tight. So it's not a big setback by any means. On Thursday, I made $1,300. So I gave back one day of profit, basically. So that's fine. One step forward, one step back. And, you know, I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. All right, so that's the game plan here. No more trades for me today. Coming up towards 11 a.m., as we get into the lunch hour, things are going to slow down even more. I didn't see clear momentum today. I didn't see really good opportunities. So I'm totally happy just to throw in the towel and come back first thing tomorrow morning, ready to hopefully find some good opportunities. Okay, so that's it for today. Those of you that have questions, you can throw them in the chat room. Those of you watching on YouTube or Facebook, put questions in the comments and I'll come back and answer them a little bit later today.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Well, I was just working on the dream board for my next home run trade. Hopefully it comes soon. Until then, make sure you subscribe to get email alerts anytime I go live or upload new videos. Until then, happy surfing.